Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and where are we, John? On the M4?
M4.
Coming out of Hammersmith.
Brentford's.
Past the Brentford G-Tech Stadium, past the big Audi garage, past the place there used to be a big Lucasaid sign.
Both yours and mine, old stomping ground, as Ray would
the
say.
Old stomping ground.
Hammersmith, of course, the old stomping ground.
Still in Turnham Green, John, as well.
Just over the river there in Barnes, that's my old stomping ground.
There we are, of course. Nice bit of London. Of course.
Not unlike...
Jamie is in the back. This is one of those, like when we went, where did we go? Bromley. Hello, ice. Jamie. On the ice, Jamie.
What a fan. I'm supposed to say at this point.
It's like a super fan, isn't it?
Yeah. Bit creepy.
Am I a fuff?
No, because you are...
You're an actual fuff. We're actually going to try and go to a football match again, John.
In true National Obsession style, though, we've taken an incredibly long-winded route.
We haven't. We just had to get to
Woking. There was a very simple way. On the train, but we've trains, planes and automobiles did.
I know, but
and we're going to get there a little bit late.
We wanted to be with our friends and loved ones. We didn't want to be on our own.
We just fancied
on a lonely commuter train.
We just fancied sitting on the M25 for
lovely time. Woking away, John. If only that was some sort of emotional response.
Do you know
to
this?
That match.
This will be our third episode that we've recorded at Woking away. And the results were 3-3, 2-1. We won anyway. 1-0.
I don't think it's, I don't know how many times I've been to Woking.
Because Ben Whitfield, it was Ben Whitfield's debut, and he scored the winner. Or was it 1-1? No, it might have been 1-1 actually. 3-3, 1-1.
And we had the one. I went to the one behind closed doors. I did some recording from there.
And then we went last season, and Armani Little scored the winner, and we didn't record anything. Not sure why. Can't remember.
Why didn't we record it?
Don't know. John.
And there was
all a bit of a hassle.
About a 12-hour queue for the for the chips.
That's right.
We sat with Jim Proudfoot.
Did Jim and his lads?
But not tonight, John. Find ourselves going to Thirding. Woking FC, who are having a good season, John, under Darren Sahl. Jamie, tell us your story about Darren Sahl.
Not to speak.
Oh, wow.
If he speaks, he is in big trouble.
Jamie has personal.
Previous with Sahl.
Jamie
it's so unfair. Oh, no.
That's Darren Sahl.
Oh, no, we are winning.
I don't want to play on a Tuesday night.
Got them playing. Patrick Ammond from Exeter City. I mean, there's so much not to like about Woking.
Patrick Ammond.
Am I calling him? Patrick Ammond.
Padraig.
And your name is...
Well,
you're calling him Porrig Armour.
Yeah.
One of them names with a five in it. How confident are you, John?
Well, I don't know. Not very, really. Oh. But we are on three wins in a row in all competitions.
Yeah. One of them is Taunton Town.
One of them was Taunton Town.
And we've had, including this one, this is the replay, we've had two games disallowed in that time.
Yes.
But
reasons to be cheerful, as Ian Drury would say. We always seem to have a good game against Woking, if you discount when they stuck four past us early in the season, whenever it was. we always seem to up our game against Woking.
Mm.
Woking haven't played for a few weeks. Yeah, they might be a little bit ring rusty. Their games kept getting
They've scored absolutely loads of goals.
That's about where the positivity runs out. No.
Yeah.
Tope Fadahunzi, we like him.
Tope.
Getting good vibes.
Tope, Tope. Tope, Tope. Tope Fadahunzi.
Get that going.
Go try and get that going.
Nico Lawrence getting good.
Aaron Jarvis.
Getting good vibes from Nico Lawrence there at the back as well.
Yeah.
On loan from Southampton.
Lovely.
Seems good. Look, who knows? We do need a win, let's be honest. Only a win will do, really.
Well, but see, now my thing is here, we need 8 or 9 wins in the rest of the season. We cannot leave it to the last day.
No.
Right, so we write that game off. That's one less game.
It's Wrexham,
I can't see us beating Notts County.
No.
So we'll write that game off. Right, that's 2 games off.
Chesterfield away, still to play.
Chesterfield away.
Not happening.
You never know. Could be a bit of an S-housery there.
Those are the sort of the 3, aren't they? And although Woking are up there, that seems like the most beatable of that top 4.
Yeah.
So
we need this tonight.
Could do with something
tonight.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think we're going to do a bass guitar special soon, John, so we can all hear.
We are going to get together.
We can all hear the tunes I've taught myself on the bass guitar, which is an eclectic mix.
it goes
all over the musical spectrum.
It goes all over the place, doesn't it? Yeah. Bit of everything.
So we need. I don't know, there's something in me saying we're going to win tonight, John. Maybe it's just.
Well, I tell you what.
False confidence from winning the last 3 games.
Good omens so far is that I was at the gym this morning, and in the changing room after the gym, I sent you a little raunchy video from the changing room.
Yeah, it was lovely,
actually.
Wasn't it? It was like that Call on Me advert. Call on Me. Call on Me.
There was an accidental glimpse of knee while I was sat there. But it was. It wasn't a gammy knee. They were playing Robert Miles' Children.
Yes.
Which felt like a really good omen. There was another omen as well.
Ben Mee, the footballer. One of his dads called Colin. Colin Mee. There must be someone in the world called Colin Mee, which would be. Wouldn't that be great? If your name was Colin Mee.
Colin Mee.
Colin
Mee. Get in touch.
I'm the same boy I used to be.
Stevie Winwood.
Steve Winwood, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, travelling in hope.
Yes.
Have you eaten a leaf yet, John?
I haven't, but a few Foffs have.
Foffs have. Thank you. Well done, the Foffs.
He was on it this morning. Sir Clive Haywood was sent us a picture of him having eaten a leaf. Which people did it before Saturday's win over Maidstone. That seemed to go well enough. So, we'll keep doing. Oh, Jules Nixon, look, just in. He's eating a leaf.
Eating a leaf.
People. Eating leaves.
I think Jules may eat leaves anyway.
You might have heard that there was like a drop of cider on it. Someone has spilt some. Can we also just say that the National Session is not responsible for any injuries, illness caused by the eating of the leaves.
Please make sure about what leaf you are eating before you eat it.
Asking some pretty searching questions of our insurance policy.
The Kellys, Jane and Tom Kelly, sent a photo of themselves eating a leaf.
A Jewel. Not Nixon, Jewel leaf eating scenario, wasn't
what
it? They
leaves,
both did it.
What leaves shouldn't we eat, John? Have you got the. Can you Google
which
leaves in the UK?
Are poisonous, just so we get this completely.
this is the disclaimer.
Locked down. Okay, a list of toxic leaves in the UK.
You won't sit in the car now. We can put on Toxic by Britney Spears. Let me see if I can do it. Let me find.
Jamie, do you want to do it? Just so we don't veer off the M4.
Crush,
can you just play Toxic by Britney Spears, please? Or Poison by Alice Cooper.
I think Toxic's
better. There we go.
What production.
Lovely bit of production.
Now
okay.
Just read it out.
Deadly Nightshade.
Lovely.
Foxglove. Lords and Ladies. Monkshood.
Top level podcasting.
Poison Hemlock. I'd like to think that no one here is eating Deadly Nightshade anyway.
The name gives it away.
I know. Oh, what are you eating now? Just a bit of Deadly Nightshade, actually. Monkshood. Poison Hemlock. And that seems to be. There's more. Oh, no. Poisonous to dogs.
Well.
Wisteria. Don't eat that. Who's eating wisteria?
Daffodils are poisonous to dogs. That's
apparently
interesting, isn't it? M25.
Yeah.
So what one is it?
Yeah. Get on the M25.
Nearly missed that.
Maybe. Nearly. We were too busy. We're too busy having a good time.
Am I getting off here?
Yeah. Rhubarb is generally safe, but only if eaten in reasonable amounts. Rhubarb leaves contain a high amount of oxalic acid, which can shut down the kidneys if eaten in high amounts.
Don't eat too much rhubarb. That's the colour of our away shirt, rhubarb.
It is.
Isn't it?
Are we supposed to come off?
It's down near the M25. You said come off.
No, it's a full M25.
You said, so I said come off here. We've got it recorded so we can hear.
Okay, we'll go
who
back
said
to that.
What?
We'll just get back on again. That's a disaster.
I said,
that
shall
set
I come
us
off?
Back.
And you said yes.
Well, to be fair, in my defence, I was reading an article about poison nightshade and I wasn't totally
for
following
this 5 minutes.
We were.
We missed kick off.
Could have done without
kick-off.
That, like a whole
minute.
We won't
miss kick off, John.
Okay. Sorry.
Well done, yes. The leaf eaters. If we win tonight because people have eaten, and if people have eaten leaves,
yeah,
then people are, we're going to be eating leaves till the end of the season.
So, but not too much rhubarb because that can kill you.
Give you bad kidneys.
Bad kidneys. So straight back.
Straight into that.
The West M25.
Yeah. He's straight into that.
Oh no, no.
Oh, John.
You might be able to nip it's on actually.
It's become a disaster.
I think you can cut across there,
this
can't
is your
you?
Fault. This is your fault. Everyone's holding you. Am I going up there? Where am I going?
No, it's a red light because I think technically you're supposed to go round, but I reckon you can probably cut.
I've burned that guy. John, listen to this. I've put it in.
Sport mode.
Fast mode.
Here we go. He's done it. He's done it. It's an utterly lethal bit of driving, but he's done it. That was my fault. I'll give you that. Right, follow M25 south.
The XC60 took us into the right lane.
There we go.
Lovely stuff.
So yes, thank you for all your leaf eating business.
We travelled to Woking in hope.
I don't know if you want to, in a break with tradition, because we won't get time for it later.
Oh.
Do you want to do some letters?
Let's have
and
letters
then that'll
now.
Probably
let's, here we go.
That'll probably do us before
when
the game.
You go, will you send back a letter from a listener? John,
stay
am I in
the
right lane?
Stay in the far left lane.
Stay in the far left lane.
Yes. Now, I read that email from Chris Force over the weekend. It made no sense. I'm going to ignore that. It was just
thank
gibberish.
You for your email,
thank you anyway, Chris Force. Chris Webb.
How many is that? Yeah.
Letter number Webbo. 2 from Dave. Chris Webb. We didn't want to call him the spider, did
Dave.
We? Dave Webb. Very good. What else could you call him? Apart from the spider's web.
Let me go with Dave.
Dave. Dave Webb. David Webb.
David Webb.
Hi chaps, he says, without gushing too much. Hearing my email read out on episode 203 made my day.
Well, that is a little reminder. He's ready. That one read out. It's the second one.
Quiet day that day as well, Chris.
Pushing for the FOF number.
As most radio stations these days seem to encourage listeners to send in voice notes via WhatsApp. Have you thought of this?
Oh, what's a nice idea, John.
I'm not giving out my number, though.
But also,
so
people can get their own podcast.
Do it yourself.
Hear your voice.
No, you can. You can email us a voice note.
Yeah, go for it.
I'd imagine you get a lot of bloody
knock
hells and on
out.
The ices, but
bloody
could be a laugh.
Lovely. If you want to do that, do that.
Not sure if it's a viable option for a podcast, and you probably won't get any money for it, unlike John's Patreon plans.
Yeah,
but who knows? Maybe you could be the first to set
still
the trend.
Had first, John.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It was a cruise line on the latest one. Yeah, it's like Saga Cruises or something. Still waiting on the tea towels with increasingly damp dishes on the ice, Chris.
Everyone wants that.
Yeah, I know. Do it.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your kind words.
Someone's going to have to take a hold of Project Tea Towel and just do it for us, because I can't see it ever happening.
I think it's good fun them not existing. But we'll work something out.
Two letters then from Chris.
Yes, on the ice to you, Chris. Congratulations.
Nick
on
French.
Your way. Nick French.
Bonjour, Nick.
Bonjour.
Now, this is... Oh, he sent... This is 5 letters.
Nick, I blame the French. I blame them.
I couldn't tell you if Nick's got a FOF number or not. I have no
Nick,
idea.
Nick. If you haven't got one, Nick, what number is he, John? Here's your
just
FOF number.
Pluck a number out of 60-something.
Well,
maybe.
As he's... Nick French, it should of course be the Soissons Neuf.
Soissons Neuf.
Fof number Soissons Neuf.
Well,
if you haven't got one, John, there it is. Nick, there it is.
Enchanté, Nick.
Enchanté. La bibliothèque.
Bonjour, gentlemen. On the ice tea, says Nick. I was very much entertained by your last episode, particularly the Louis Britton line in the Made You Look song. Now, do you remember this?
Oh, yes. Pookie. Jules Nixon suggested
Louis Britton. Yeah,
Pookie.
And he did suggest Pookie. So
this is nice. I could get my Pookie.
Never played for Torquay, though. So, Nick suggests a few former goals that might fit into the song.
Okay, nice. Well done, Nick.
So instead of Gucci, he's gone with O'Neill Donaldson. We've had O'Neill Donaldson sort of a few too many syllables, isn't
it? We've got O'Neill Donaldson. Yeah, that's nice.
We've also had Louis Britton. There's even Ashley Yeoman. I don't know the song that well enough. And Gary Nelson wrote a book.
I'm not as invested in it, but it's a lovely effort. O'Neill Donaldson, I liked that.
I just think O'Neill Donaldson had a few too many syllables, and then you're chasing your tail after that.
You're there,
aren't you?
You're making up time.
Yeah.
But Nick, excellent creativity.
Good effort, though.
Thank you very much.
Any advances on that, then please get in touch.
I mean, it'll be out the charts by the time we finish. We'll have moved on.
The charts.
In the charts.
Rich Mills.
On the ice, Rich.
Says, on the ice, chaps. I very much enjoyed the latest episode
Grimsby of
Funiculars and Ferries. I look forward to the next one, and I hope to hear you discuss Babbicombe and Torpoint. Now, Rich makes it sound like it could be a Torquay podcast.
No, absolutely not. Wow, who is saying that?
I'm sure I'm not the only listener to have wondered if Torquay United is the English football club nearest to a funicular.
Do you know the answer? What a good question.
If you could confirm this in next week's pod during the inevitable spotlight on the Babbicombe Cliff Railway, that would be great. Thanks in advance.
I'd like to know where else the funiculars are.
Do you want a list of funiculars?
Please, John, and then we can work it out.
This is quite nice.
I reckon, Rich, you might be right.
This is sort of...
Scarborough has one.
Taking my mind off how hungry I am.
Scarborough has one. Giving me something to do. Definitely.
Funicular railways in the United Kingdom.
Scarborough.
Babbicombe. Right. Bridge North. Where's that?
Shropshire.
So, could be near Shrewsbury Town, but not. It can't be as close as Babbicombe. Cairngorms. That's Scarborough.
Scarborough
could have a problem here.
They're a Phoenix club doing very well in the National League North. So, if you say we're a Torquay podcast, look, there was some chat about Scarborough in the National League North.
Yeah, so shove that up your ass.
That feels a bit aggressive.
Clifton in Bristol.
Apparently. Has a funicular
underneath, at the bottom of the Avon Gorge.
Wonder if Rovers, sounds like City will be closer to it.
It is close to, yeah. I still don't think it could possibly be as close as Babbicombe, though, surely. Bournemouth has apparently got one. Two, actually. Eastcliff. Wow. Hastings has got one.
Oh, Hastings FC, yeah.
Southbourne. So Bournemouth has got two.
Yeah. Anymore?
But Bournemouth is out of town, their ground, so that's fine. Yeah. So that doesn't count. Folkestone. I don't know where Folkestone is.
The only challenge to the title we've got is Bristol.
Or Scarborough. What?
Don't really count. Are they in the National League North? Shit.
Saltaire in West Yorkshire. Don't know. Southend. Southend Cliff Railway. You're joking.
Right near the front.
You're joking.
Oh.
Wow. Someone's going to.
Derby.
Torquay
Southend is the funicular derby.
I'm not interested enough to do the measurements to each one, but someone will do it.
And we're going to find out. Google Maps, all you need to do.
I know, but it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Okay, well, I'll look into it.
Anyway, Rich goes on to say, it's interesting to hear about Charlie's bid to buy the Shoreden Ferry.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And when he mentioned the difficulties making a profit, I wondered if he perhaps might do a bit of a turn during the crossings. It looked like the Plymouth Woscoff Ferry has entertainment, so you could do like a little. It's quite a short journey, though, isn't it?
What I thought was it's a podcast, it's an Instagram feed, all those things. I thought about the social media angle, and I thought, how do you.
He says, once you've cast off in a few yards from the beach, turn the motor off and drift aimlessly towards the back beach, tell a few jokes, sing a song,
impression. You could do a sea shanty weekend. You know, you have pirate lookalikes on there, all sorts, John. I had all sorts of ideas for it. But still, how do you turn a pound out of it?
At the very least, it would go some way to affording the seaman's licence on the ice, Rich.
Childish.
Have you started applying for your seaman's licence yet?
Childish.
A little childish.
Grow up.
Come on.
Everybody. Right.
Finally, Mark Hepworth.
Gladiator. Met him the other week, John.
Did you?
Do you know what? He's Asa Hall, surprisingly tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big lad.
He's a big lad.
Big, tall, nice lad, he is.
Well, if you've got to look after yourself in the tough leagues up in, is it Derbyshire? It's Derbyshire, isn't it? There's been a lot of publicity recently around the real underdog story of Wrexham and their Hollywood Millions, which got me thinking about whether other Hollywood A-listers should start buying non-league clubs to compete. Imagine Sandra Bullock comes out as the owner of Wealdstone, or Zac Efron takes over at Aldershot.
Sandra Bullock should buy Hereford.
That's excellent.
Shouldn't she?
Well, you know, our good friend Humphrey could probably put a word in with the Bullock.
I think, well, look, our good friend Humphrey, we need to tap him up to find someone else.
He must know someone.
Must like Babacar, must like the English Riviera.
It's got to be someone. I mean, like, Danny DeVito's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Imagine that.
Danny DeVito in charge of the girls.
Can you imagine?
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Anyway, look. It's fine.
Anyway. Look. So we onwards to Woking.
Onwards
bit of a
to Woking.
Reverse
that's all
order.
Is that all the letters?
That's the letters.
Thank you very much
for
that letter. That was a lovely letter as well. How many letters has he sent? Is he a foff? Has
Ooh,
he got a foff?
Good question. I think he might be a foff, you know.
We need everyone to do what Alan Wills has done, which is put their foff
on the back of
their
shirt.
Thank you, Alan.
Alan, absolutely fantastic.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Really running Clive Hayward close for Foff of the year.
It's not even January's not even finished. Mark sent in late. I'm sure he's a foff. He is. He's definitely a foff. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, pal.
John, how do people become a foff?
They have to send in 3 letters, or 15 tweets or something. 10 tweets. 10 tweets. 10 tweets. We never count the tweets.
Count the tweets, unfortunately.
You're not allowed to ask for it.
Someone might be sitting there on like 100 tweets and have no foff.
Them's the breaks.
It's a tough life.
It is.
If anybody can deliver any food to the M25.
Oh, God, I'm starving.
That'd be marvellous. We will be there very soon.
Only 6 o'clock.
Lovely. A lovely bunch of letters. On the ice there.
On the ice. And
we'll see you at Woking.
See you in
for
the
a
ground.
Little match day update.
Yeah.
The National Obsession.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The National Obsession.
We are by the Lathwaite Community Stadium, John, walking
behind
down the road.
The big sand.
Wearing a half and half scarf. Would you wear a half and half torpedo scarf?
It's not, is it?
A good thing to try and sell them.
Yeah. Get half and half scarves. What I love about the National League is it's the big match atmosphere, isn't it? It really gets you built up for a game. Is there even a game going on? Has it been postponed?
We don't even know if the lights were off. We're looking for a bin. It's the main action.
We stopped in Woking for a pre-match takeaway in Nando's. Saw Armani Little in Nando's. He was there.
Is that a good sign?
I don't know. Well, he scored here last season.
Of course he played here, didn't he?
Scored here.
He'll have friends here on both sides.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He played here, didn't he?
I've got 2 empty bags of dead chicken carcasses that I'm trying to dispose of.
The chocker.
Can we? Can we find a bin in Woking? Can we
fuck? Could we park? And we don't need to do Woking gear. We've done all the Woking gear we ever need to do. How are we still playing Woking and it's become the norm?
And next season, I'd be really pleased to be playing Woking
again.
Yeah,
I'm hoping we're playing Woking next season.
Disappointing.
Anyway, let's go in.
Where are all the bins?
Where's your bin?
Where's your bin?
John, we should have scored. should have scored 15 minutes ago. Should have scored.
Aaron Jarvis has had the best chance of the game for Torquay. Yeah. Missed it. You've been getting on the ref's back.
On the ref's back.
Been fun.
Casey's back.
Slaughtering the ref.
Definitely ref. Ref.
That's a foul.
Ref.
Hey,
absolutely hopeless ref.
Miles out of his depth.
Absolutely awful.
He's practically drowning. He's so far out of his depth. Barely staying above water.
It's 50-50 game. They're a bit better than us.
But not much. Oh, ref!
Ref!
Do something about it then, you prick!
Jesus, shit. Same old Woking. Same old Woking. No, atmosphere. Rob Baker. Any word from Rob Baker? Yeah. Rob Baker, the national obsession. Well, how do you think the game's going so far? There we are. Very few words from Rob there.
We did manage to bin the Nandos as well.
And we binned the Nandos.
Went in someone's residential bin.
Bin Nandos. Asama bin Nandos.
It was either that or littering, and I can't abide littering. So thank you to the person
that's
on the corner of the
We're going to film now. We're going to listen. We're going to record now because we're absolutely about to score. Dean Moxey with a left peg. Swings it into the back stick. They've all gone up. Who's there? No one's there. And it's Tom Lapsley running out to get the ball, and he gets it, and he kicks it off, and it's gone out for a throw-in for one of Dean Moxey's long throws.
And I've got my glasses, so I had no idea what happened.
Well, John doesn't know what's happening.
One fucking minute before half-time.
No good.
And we chuck a stupid goal in.
You've got to launch it, though. You've got to launch it, and we've been dragged into their shit-house games.
It's a shame, because before we defended perfectly.
Playing really well.
But, our own worst enemy didn't take our chance at the other end, and you can't do that away to third in the table.
They don't look like third in the table, John.
That's the difference, isn't it?
They've taken their chance. That's the difference.
Stupid time to concede as well.
Go on, Dylan. Go on, Toppe. Get on the ball, Toppe. Not getting in the ball, are they? Oh well, look. It's only one.
Come on! The world's shittest goal has been scored.
Come on, United!
There's a couple of lads from Sutton.
And that's all!
Hannah
Holmesy! Saul! You fucking shit!
It's only 1-1.
Seven minutes, John.
Stopwatch going on.
They've got a corner. Oh, no.
Here we go. Stopwatches on.
They've got a corner, and they've got a bloke who's about 9 foot tall.
Never let it be said that Woking play a particular style, but they've brought on a bloke who's about 7'5".
Who is he? I've never heard of him.
Dackers. Oh, do stop it, Dackers.
Right, Brian Johnson corner. Said, record this. Goal. There we are.
It's going
shit.
In.
Away. Out. Away. Yeah.
Well done, ref.
Don't record, John. It's
He's
too
finally
stressful.
Got one right. It's too stressful. It's far too stressful.
On tour, actually. Yeah, from me. Yeah, cheers. Charlie Baker. Cheers.
Just setting your words.
Yes, John, I'm taking
one
that all. As a win all day long.
1-1, you
one
all. A ticket to a future gig.
Oh, yes,
Stuart.
John, that was such a good Woking game.
Oh, it was great.
Because they thought they were
I
so good.
I love it when we piss on their fucking little shitty chips.
Their
shitty Woking chips.
Where were you? Has anybody seen Ben Fletcher?
I mean, the world's worst ref. Comically bad. I'll tell you my bag. He's going to clap them off.
There we are, John, all day long. I am buzzing. I don't know why.
I know.
Felt like a win. Just met Lapsley and he just said, I'll beat Notts next.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I said, and this is probably why I'm not, manager. I said, Notts is a free hit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cut to 5-0.
No, we don't have to beat him, though. It's
well,
fine.
You know, Charlie did say it was a bit of a free hit.
So we all got on the piss Friday night.
Look, I think, we're on a good run. Bit of confidence.
Confidence.
Who knows?
And there's hope. There's hope, isn't there?
There is. We look a better team than most points this season.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We've gone up a spot, I think.
We turned the corner.
Well, no, we've gone up a spot.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we're 21st.
Cheers.
See ya. 24 points behind Dorking on the same point. And we got to play them.
Wow. That's feeling like an early season six.
That's
pointer.
About as good as it gets. Maidenhead, we've got to play. They're on 32. We're on 20. You know, that's we're 6 points behind them. But that's it. That's doable, isn't it? So we've got to play them. York. All day.
Right.
There we are.
Let's go home.
On the ice. Would anybody like to play on the ice? Jamie?
Everybody's saying on the ice.
On the ice.
Car.
Chris?
On the ice. Anyone want to say on the ice to finish the podcast?
On the ice.
Luke Williams, the manager of Notts County. Can you speak?
No.
On the ice.
But on the ice.
I'm going that way. Cheers, everybody.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.